most important things that we've done is getting the United Nations to approve the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which took place on September 13th in 2007. I think that was a pivotal moment in the whole international movement to recognize the rights of Indigenous Peoples. And because it was almost unanimous, and we only had four states vote against it, Canada, United States, Australia, and New Zealand. And since that time, they have changed their vote, at least very cautiously in some cases. But having a declaration passed by the General Assembly which states that Indigenous peoples are equal to all other peoples and should be free from discrimination, and they also, as peoples, have a right to self-determination, those are very, very key principles that are necessary for the survival of Indigenous peoples in the world. And even though that declaration has been passed by the UN, we still have a long way to go yet to put that into action, you know, to implement the rights in those declarations, because there is still resistance by states and by corporations and other entities to recognize those rights and to apply them. So we have a ways to go, but I think we've come a long, long way in the last 30 years in the United Nations.
If you were to explain to someone who's not familiar with the topic, where does this resistance come from? What is the bottom line? What is the real argument?
The bottom line was that Indigenous peoples were not treated equally to all other peoples, and that we had colonizing countries to come in and take our land and our natural resources because they felt they were superior to Indigenous peoples, and that Indigenous people didn't have any rights. And some of these things were based on doctrines like doctrine of discovery, you know, and things like manifest destiny, concepts created by Europeans to dispossess the original peoples in the lands, particularly the Americas and Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific Islands, and many, many other places, you know, in Northern Europe and Africa and Asia. So that has been the fundamental problem that Indigenous people have had, that we are not recognized as equal to other peoples, and that we still fight that battle even today in the United Nations. We're still fighting for that equality. Right now, we're negotiating the outcome document on the high-level plenary meeting called the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples. And in the outcome document, we're struggling with states to make sure that that outcome document is very, very clear that Indigenous peoples are equal, and how to articulate that in language that Indigenous people and states can accept.
Is that what is going to be your main cause for this year?
Yes, it has to be. The high-level plenary meeting takes place on September 22nd and 23rd. It's a hot potato. We've got just about a little over a month between now and then, and we have an outcome document that has to be negotiated. And some states resist the full and equal participation of Indigenous peoples in the negotiations on the outcome document. So that's why there are Indigenous people here in New York to insist with states that we have to be involved in the process. And there are people here lobbying states to make sure that we get the kind of text that's needed to protect our rights and to prevent states from trying to undermine all that has been gained in the last 30 years.
And Canada's, I think, one of the countries that's been reluctant to sign the declaration. Do you think that there are some advances that have been made?
Well, Canada voted against the UN declaration twice. They're the only country to do so. They voted against the declaration when it was in front of the Human Rights Council in 2006, along with Russia. And then in 2007, they were one of the four countries that voted against it in the General Assembly. Russia abstained in that vote. Canada has since decided that they can endorse the declaration, however, with some reservations. And Canada keeps on insisting that the declaration is non-binding and aspirational. And, of course, we have a different opinion about that. It's true that technically declarations are not supposed to be binding. However, the rights that are articulated inside the declaration are binding in other instruments. Canada and others have signed both the covenants. And in those covenants, Article 1 says all peoples have a right to self-determination. So that includes Indigenous peoples, and the UN Declaration states that. So the Declaration is telling states how to apply Article 1 of the covenants to Indigenous peoples. So it is an obligation to states. It's more than aspirational. It's not an aspiration of Indigenous peoples to be equal. We are equal. It's for states to aspire to be better states and to recognize that rights and to apply them the way the UN Declaration suggests or tells states how to apply those rights.